USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following three nights of unrest in Philadelphia and elsewhere in the country, Philadelphia officials say they will release the police body camera footage and the 911 tapes in connection with the officer-involved shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. Mr. Wallace's father, Walter Sr., says he wants the violence and looting to stop at a press conference Wednesday.
And I don't condone no violence, tearing up the city, looting the stores, and all this chaos going. And I would feel like, is everybody having any respect for my family and my son to stop this violence and chaos what's going on in the city? I mean, we got good cops and we got bad. That's the system in the system. I'm not faulting. Somebody had to be all accountable for what they did.
No time frame was set for the release of the officers' body cameras. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
The Department of Commerce dropped the gross domestic product numbers today. The GDP increased at an annual rate of 33.1% in the third quarter of 2020 as efforts continued to reopen businesses closed to COVID-19. U.S. fighter jets intercepted and escorted a plane flying in restricted airspace near President Trump's rally in Bullhead City, Arizona on Wednesday. The jets briefly distracted the president and the crowd.
That plane's about 4 days old. You know, we have all brand new equipment, F-35s, everything.
The aircraft was escorted out of the restricted area by the NORAD aircraft without further incident. Researchers in Europe studying the coronavirus and its genetic mutations revealed in a study a genetic mutation that originated in farm workers in Spain, and it may have contributed to the second wave in Europe. The Financial Times reported scientists are working to determine what role, if any, it could play in the disease's transmission or lethality. The variant was found in more than 80% of the infected in Spain. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.